views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and it's great to be back with you this week after a bit of a break we had. And boy, you know, I want to talk about that for a moment, because today's show, our focus is going to be on the November 2015 angel guidance. And Archangel Raphael comes in for that month very strong. He started rolling in a little bit last week with Michael, and they do work in tandem a lot. And Michael was so strong for October. But I think this is amazing how this has played out, because I know that if you're listening and if you've been feeling just different and wondering, you know, it just doesn't feel the same, I'm hoping to help you understand why that's happening from a metaphysical and spiritual side of it. And there's a lot going on. There's a lot of things changing. Now, I myself have also felt, and the break was so important, and I know that I need to do more of this quiet solitude thing, because we need to be listening within ourselves. And that's been a message now for several years, you know, turning inward, you know, listening to your heart. Well, we really are in a place where we have to start applying that. All those things we were hearing for a few years was to help us with where we are now and where we're going. And one of the most productive, positive things you can absolutely do for your own personal growth, your inspiration, your purpose, your happiness, your connection to spirit, to God, whatever you call it, the source, all of this is the same thing that I'm talking about. There is an internal connection that you really want to pay attention to. And it's going to come through stronger. It's going to come through stronger. It's going to start to pull at your heartstrings, so to speak. And I keep feeling this just strong pull to be quiet, listen. So I've been doing a lot of that. I've been doing a lot of solitude to just be without any distractions. And I'm highly recommending you do it as well, because, you know, there's a lot of influence around us. There's a lot of chaos at times. There's a lot of confusion, and people are all trying to figure it out for themselves as well. But one of the, like I said, this can help you tune in to what is right for you, because that is the biggest message that I'm getting that I really want to share with you. Raphael comes in quite a bit because this is a time for healing. You're going to feel a lot of things. The heart has been opening up, whether you want it to or not. And we just had another super moon here, you know, a couple days ago on the 27th of October. And that one was in Taurus. And Taurus is, you know, an amazing month, okay? And at the same time, it likes to hang on to things. And then we have another influence that came in with the Scorpio here in October. And it was like, we need to get real here and let this thing go. So you probably were feeling a bit of a tug within yourself on some things, within yourself on, I know I need to do this, but I don't know if I can, or you're hanging on and you know you should let go. That pull will get strong because it is trying to help you move forward. So the stronger that pull, the stronger, you know, that starts to get a bit bumpy if you're trying to hang on to something that needs to go away. We are in a very, very different energy now. I've been asked quite a bit from people, it just doesn't feel the same. Nothing feels the same. Well, it's not going to feel the same because it isn't the same. So are you hanging on? That's a question to ask yourself. Are you hanging on to it being the same? Because, you know, it's that's going to cause you a few bumps and probably some stress. Now, if you're really afraid of change or you don't like it, you know, you'll probably feel this a little bit because November is hitting the emotions. It's not an analytical month at all, by any means. It's not. So if you are an analytical person, you're probably going to find like, what is wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with you. That right side of you versus the left brain side of you is activating and waking up and really wants to be a part of your life. That's what it is. If you're not used to being over there, it'll feel a little awkward. Now, we have our logic in place, okay? We don't want to lose that, but it's just allowing all aspects of who you are as a person, as a soul, as a being, as a spiritual being, to fully live and feel connected. One side being connected to the other, right and left being connected. You have this logic, analytical side, and then you have this physical world around you. And then you have this other side that just really wants to be a part of your life and is feels like it's pushing in a little bit. Now, if you've been working with that for a while, you won't feel it quite like that. It'll be easier. But if, and I'm speaking to those that this would be very new to, like, why is this happening? You may find that you feel more emotional about things or you feel differently about things. This is what's going to happen. And if you've had things in your own life that have just been feeling different, just know that you're not by yourself. It's kind of ironic because we have to go be in solitude a little bit. Don't be afraid to be by yourself with your own thoughts. If you avoid that, now's the time to work with that. Now's the time to practice and do short bouts of it until you get used to being comfortable with who you are. This is a very important time to do that. If you don't like yourself very much, it might feel bumpy, but Raphael is coming in to really help you with that. Now, we always have the lines open if you want to call in, if you have a question, if you've been going through something. We're focusing on Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, for the month of November. And I'm going to be delivering everything that he has for everyone during the month. But if you had a question or want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Now, it's about relationships and how you're reflecting back and forth on each other. It's about the emotions coming into play, and it's all evolving into a completely new level. It's just changing. That's what we're talking about. It's the angel guidance for November 2015 with Archangel Raphael. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so
When we are back, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, our topic today is angel guidance for November of 2015 with Archangel Raphael. And Brian, I believe we have a caller. Let's bring on the first caller.
All right. It's Deborah from Missouri. Welcome to the show. And what's your question for Jen?
Hi.
Hi, Deborah. What you got going on?
Hi. Well, I was wondering how I can get to know Raphael better.
Okay. Raphael is a very gentle angel, quite different from Michael. Michael comes through strong because he's the strength, the endurance, the fear protector type of thing, like the gladiator almost. But Raphael is about healing. So he comes in very gentle. So it's a very different energy the way I feel it. Now, I'm talking about how I experience him. So I can share that with you. Now, he's very much about the color green. So if you feel drawn to that color, because green is a renewal, a healing color, he's also going to help you feel more connected with your emotions. So if you're working on emotional issues or feeling that sensitivity or peace and calm, where he's about the feeling, you know, you'll feel more with him. So if you're ready to do that, you'll definitely get to know him better because he can help you with that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're feeling, one of the things you'll notice with him, and I believe that everyone is probably feeling that a little bit right now, especially coming into this month of November, is we're feeling more because of the heart opening. Have you been experiencing anything like that?
Well, I was, I was with some people in a car, and they were going to rescue some horses.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were following him, and all of a sudden I was getting this really strong feeling. I mean, but it was really strong that I wanted to tell the person driving to get out, stop, so I could get out of the car.
Oh, wow. Almost overwhelming then.
Yes. And what it was about was they missed the turn to turn to go to the right place because they were got lost.
Uh-huh.
And right before after that happened to me, the person that was doing the leading, they put their turning lights on and they turned around. They realized they were lost. And I wasn't in that car. I was in the car behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went by the turn. And so, like I said, that feeling was really strong.
Right. And because you were feeling, wait, something's not right. You were picking
right.
up on that. And that's great. Mm-hmm. You're acknowledging that you felt that. You felt, wait, we missed it. And that's what I'm hearing. Is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. 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 And when you're, it can come across strong. Emotions, think about it. What are emotions like? And you have a very soft place in your heart for the horses. That's obvious.
Yes.
Emotionally, you just want to know they're okay. You would have a hard time with a horse suffering. I mean,
yes.
You feel that.
Oh, yeah.
You feel a big connection, right? Your heart is about helping them. And so
you
were tuned in, see? You were tuned in. And you were going to help them. Rescuing is a healing. So it's interesting. And when did this happen? This just recently happened?
Oh, I've had other times when I was in the car. It had to do with horses again. And
right.
I'm not the one that's driving, so I can't stop and just pull over. And all of a sudden, I was getting this overwhelming feeling again. And mm-hmm. it turned out the person driving got a phone call that wasn't a very nice phone call.
Now, Michael can help you shield so you're not absorbing a lot of things that are somebody else's journey, so to speak. So, that's why they work in tandem very well. Raphael and Michael working together with you in your life is a great partnership because you want to feel like, okay, I don't want to be absorbing that. So you may have absorbed that and you feel that. But sometimes we feel something hit us energetically. It's a good one to bring up to help everyone here. You'll feel something strong come off of someone or another mm-hmm. situation or, what's going on there. But it can hit your wall. It can hit that shield that you have up. And sometimes when it hits the wall, you feel that. You see what I'm saying? So, it sounds like what happened, but what you want is to make sure your wall and your shielding is strong. So it's not like you're keeping out things that you want to experience and feel, but something that would be pulling you down or draining you and be toxic. So that's why Michael's such a great one to work with. And you're very drawn to working with Michael, if I remember correctly, with other calls. But
yes. But
Raphael is a good one to come in too for you. Absolutely. I'm so excited for you that you feel drawn to that because you want to help so much that sometimes you feel like you don't know how. And then you want to trust what you're picking up. So it's starting to sound like things are opening up for you very differently because you're picking it up and you're recognizing it versus what was that and second guessing it so much. So that's good. I'm hearing an improvement with that for you, the way you would feel it. Like, wait, mm-hmm. I did do that. I did pick that up versus, what was that? And I don't know if that was right or wrong. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So you know what? Go with that. Now, you know, for November, for everyone listening, if you've been kind of experiencing something like Deborah's talking about, you know, you might feel that very strong, and it can be overwhelming if you're not used to it till you get used to it, around certain people, certain situations, certain groups, certain dynamics will have different energy strength and the way they feel, depending on the emotion behind them. So this month is going to help us find clarity with emotions and the energy behind them. See, so that was a very good one to bring up, Deborah. So thank you for calling in with that, because emotions are the issue. It's the relationship, how we're bouncing and reflecting off each other. And you feel very called to help horses. And horses, in return, as a power animal, are transformational animals for you. So there's always going to be something recycling back to you as well. So when you're helping them, you can say, okay, well, how can I help you? And they're going to give you something back in return. How may I help you? It's an energy that you'll feel, which is a really beautiful thing. So,
okay.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So just go with, don't be avoiding the emotions or the reflections with relationships. That's how you'll work with Raphael much more. And simply just asking him, if you find that there's one that doesn't feel right, or it's toxic, or it needs healing, and there's a problem there, ask him to help you with that. He'll gently nudge you to do things to improve the situation, to improve things for your own self-care, and it'll be repetitive. It'll be the same thing. You know, you'll, okay, there's that nudge to exercise more, or something like that. So you'll feel him that way. And that's how you can become more familiar with how he works and get to know him better.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with the audience, because that was a great one for all of us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wow. You know, that was a great example. So thank you, Deborah, for calling in with that. You know, if you are already an intuitive or highly sensitive person, you will feel November a bit more. Don't be afraid to feel. Feeling is a big one. You want to feel. You want to know that you are connected. So you will feel highs and lows. You'll feel a little bit of all of it. It's definitely not a month for analyzing it too much. Try to be careful not to overanalyze. You'll just wear yourself out. You may find that your sleep patterns are changing a bit, if they haven't already. And you'll also learn things in this month with Raphael that will be more in it to improve your own self-care, like we were sharing here just a moment ago. Self-care is how you can help others more. It's not about ignoring your own self-care. If you don't have that in place, the more you have that in place and it's healthy, the more you can do for another, whether it's people, a group, animals, whatever that passion and that calling is that you have, that you feel you need to do. If the balance is not in place in your self-care, it doesn't follow through to what you can give. Because this is an emotional month with reflections, you have to see that if we are reflecting and our emotions are very tied in here and we're feeling these energies to heal them and see them clearly, emotions actually can help you, like an antenna, see where you need to go, what you need to let go of, what you need to avoid. And we can only give what we have within us. So some situations or people may affect you strongly, positively or negatively. Look at that. Pay attention to that. And if it's negative, what is it that they are reflecting back to you? What is it? What are you feeling that they're reflecting back? So with that note, we are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to keep powering on with angel guidance for November of 2015 with Archangel Raphael. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
you been? Have you changed your style and do you think?
The miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show if you're just joining us. Our topic today is angel guidance for November of 2015 with Archangel Raphael for the month. And he is the healing angel, considered the physician of heaven. So his energy can come across in a very healing way. Now, healing means you go there. You kind of face it, walk through the fire kind of thing. It's not about avoiding. You're not going to heal anything if you're avoiding an emotion or a feeling, a relationship, something like that. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go hang out with toxic relationships or, you know, things that are toxic to you. That's not what that means. It means allowing yourself to cut those strings, those binding cords of energy from you, to let it go, to not constantly be thinking about it or it affecting your daily life because of something that happened way back when. Or, you know, it takes you to a place where it opens your heart more, because it's like, why this emotional month? Why do we have to go there? And what about that with the relationships with others? How does this help us evolve to a new level in a very big way? We are ascending in our frequency. And in order to do that, we have to release lower frequencies of third dimension, if you want to call it that. And we have to expand our consciousness and our capacity to see the world in a bigger way. Have more patience, have more unconditional love. Raising that frequency is healing. It's huge. But when we do that and you hit a bit of a wall or you hit an area that's a little difficult, that's the area that needs healing. When you look at this from an energetic, metaphysical way, if there's a place that's uncomfortable, you don't want to tie, or it's emotionally affecting you to even talk about it or read about it, and then you can't shake it off, that's probably the area that will come up more often than not in this month, because Raphael wants to help you address what you need to heal. So you have to know what it is you're healing. That's the way it is. You have to know what that is in order to move through it. Avoiding it isn't healing it. It's just putting it on the back burner till later. We still have to eventually go there. What's happening with the energies that we've been feeling this year in particular is it's not letting us put things on the back burner the way we used to. We can't just wait and do it later as much as we used to. It's not working that way anymore. And then you find that things you probably loved, or you try to go back and do the way it was, or maybe you went and you visit a place that you haven't been in a while and you want it to be the way it was and it's not. It doesn't even feel the same. It doesn't look the same. And where I used to love this. Why am I not loving it anymore? It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that situation or place. It just means you are in a different energy frequency and you're feeling that. Now, some people are getting upset about that and they don't want that. They want things to be the same. That's going to cause it to be bumpy for you. I'm not going to hold back on that. It just is, because it's not the nature of energy to stay stagnant or roll backwards. It's about moving forward, continually evolving into something new, rebirthing itself into something else. And you're part of that. The world, the earth, everything in it is part of that. You're learning with what's going on right now is how you are a part of that. If you've never really seen that, or you've never realized that you were part of something like that, you're part of all of this in a big way. And you working on you and your self-care and being true to yourself, and, you know, it will bring up things like that. It'll bring up, I'm just not happy with this anymore. Or, you know, it used to be great, but you don't want to anymore. Maybe you want to try something new. That is that renewal energy just trying to wake up inside of you. It's not something bad happening. It's trying to spark you. It's inspiring you. It's nudging you to be more than you thought you could be. And that's big. That's a big one. So I'm showing you a perspective that will help you tremendously. And it's a perspective. You can look at it any way you want. You can look at it very negatively as everything is wrong. And that's what you're going to see and feel. We are in a time of manifesting very, very quickly. But if you were to look at this perspective on, okay, that was interesting and challenging, what can I learn from that? And then apply yourself that way, you will find it to be a much more positive outcome and easier to move through, because some of it is going to be emotional. You may find that, okay, why is the anger bothering me more? Why am I crying all the time and I never do this? Because you're changing from the inside out. And tears are very healthy. They are. Tears are healthy. And it used to be back in the old day, no, stop it, you know, suck it up. Well, that's not going to work anymore. So the way it was, we're recreating everything new now. And every day you're going to find something else that, oh, I need to find a new way to do that. That's not working the way it used to. And it's interesting because every day we're finding that here and we're just going, okay, well, let's think. Now, what is that going to do? If you are continually, and this is the part that's kind of, honestly, not kind of, just very exciting to me, actually, as a creative mind anyway, this is going to wake up creativity in you, whether you thought you were creative or not. Because if you are in a situation where, okay, nobody knows the answer to this, and this is what I need, and I don't it's not working the way I did it before, whatever that might be. What is that going to do? That's going to spark energy in the creative side of you. Guess what side of the brain that is? Right side. The right side of your brain is creativity, spirituality, emotional, tied all together there, okay? Our left brain is wonderful. It's logical. It's programmable. It's organization, you know, the whole thing. Just, it is great at keeping a plan going. Well, what's happening with us right now is the energy is bringing us to the right side of the brain a lot more, because that part needs to create new ways, new things, new avenues, new ideas, new approaches, everything. And then it'll create that. And then the left brain side of you, that side that is the logic side, okay, let's try that. That works. But at first, it'll feel very awkward. It's not the way you know. There is no autopilot going on in there right now. You're very in the moment, whether you want to be or not. So I went into that to help you understand. You're going through the right side of your brain, which is our physical side of you. But that's where we create new pathways. We create new ideas. Inventors are going to love this, and artists. But even if you're not any of that, you're still going to benefit from this. You're going to feel it as, I have no idea what's going on. I got to come up with a new way. And of course, you go do your research. And you might try something that seems like a good idea that somebody else did. It may work for some things. Perfect. Keep it. And then you may find that that's not working. I got to find a different way. And then another part of you is going to be, I need to find my way of doing this. And you're going to feel this drive. I need to know that this is right for me. I need to know that I have this. So that is that part of you waking up. And we're all going through that. And when I say going through it, I don't want it to sound like we're suffering through it. I actually love it. I love the new creative exploration part of something unknown. And I'm not saying that parts of it aren't a little scary, because they will be a little bit, but that's an emotion too. And you're going to learn how you can handle fear in a different way, where instead of making decisions based on it, you're going to walk through it and go, you're just an energy that's worried about it because you don't know. And then it just dissolves. It's just something that is there, and we choose to allow it to hold us, or we can be free from it. So that's very powerful. You're going to feel very empowered if you embrace this with what you can learn and what can bring clarity for you. And Raphael is a wonderful angel to work with in something like this, because he's very gentle. He will help you. He will nudge you, like I said, and he will show you, why don't we try it this way? Or you'll just find that you discover or stumble on something that, hey, I should try that, or maybe I should change over to that. And it might be a whole combination of different things for you. Look at it as something you can explore in a new adventure, and that's going to help you tremendously. Now, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up this show about angel guidance for November of 2015. It's a big month of gratitude. We have a lot to give thanks for, and your healing and you being who you really are and feeling self-empowered is a wonderful, wonderful thing to have gratitude for. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than
the Edmund Fitzgerald waiting.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic has been about angel guidance for November of 2015 with Archangel Raphael, a wonderful angel for healing. Now, it will be focused, like I said, on emotions. You'll feel things coming up that may feel uncomfortable. Ask him to work with you. I recommend highly just a couple of minutes a day working with him and asking him in a meditation to come to you in gentle ways and show you things that you could do to improve. Now, he'll show you a lot with self-care, because if emotions are causing some problems for you, that's because we're attached to something, or you may be trying to control something that another might be doing. You can't control someone else. So he'll help you to see that clearly. Our relationships with others will start to reflect back what we need to know about ourselves. And sometimes that's not very comfortable, is it? Whoa. Yeah. Now, your animals, if you have animals, that will happen with them as well. I'm seeing some very interesting things with my dog, Emmy, and my cat, Clara. I mean, Clara is 15, and she's been quite clear lately. And it's interesting because power animals, a cat, is more about independence. So it was going right along with take some solo time a little bit more. And I know that that's what she was speaking to me. Emmy is amazing too. They continually talk to me. So if you're having that happen, or they seem to have behaviors that are changing, it's part of it. Okay. Learn to listen to them. And, you know, approach it with a different intention versus what's wrong? What's wrong? To what are you trying to tell me? Is there something that you need me to know? You're communicating something to me. So approach it that way. If we approached everything that we were receiving from outside of ourselves that way, we would listen so much more and understand with clarity so much more. Now, that's not always easy when you're first learning how to do that, but you can do it. You absolutely can. It's just taking that time with that intention to change it. Catch it. Like, wait, no, I don't want to do it that way again. I don't want to say what's wrong. I want to say, what are you trying to tell me? Let me listen. So it, just with intention, you'll start to see immediate results. Now, Raphael wants to help you with that in big ways. The other thing that's big, and I'm just running through a few of these that he wanted to make sure I shared with you, is meditate with him. Just sit down and be with this angel. His energy is so comforting, very gentle. Michael can surround you with protection, and you can just be in this energy with Raphael and feel very, very safe. Now, intuition, because we're working with that side of the brain, like I was talking about, and the emotional and the relationships, all of the spiritual side of you is waking up, and it is, it's waking up whether you want it to or not. It's nothing to be scared about. It's just ready to be a part of your life. It doesn't want to be sitting quiet, okay? So look at it that way. But that intuition is going to kick in, and you're going to find that situations are going to pop up. And some will seem like challenges. Not always, but you'll feel it. You'll feel something very strong. You'll feel either, I don't think that's the right way to go, or something's just not right here. You'll feel something very, very strong within you, very positive, sometimes a warning or a heads up, or it's to steer you. That is not in your head. That is your intuition kicking in very strong. It will come through as thoughts in your mind to steer and guide you. Don't ignore your own intuition. Don't ignore it. You may be working on a big one, as in trusting it. And I'm all about that, about trusting your own intuition. It's one of the most powerful gifts you have, and it's a good one. It can help protect you. It can help show you the route to help you keep growing. It can show you where your happiness is. I mean, all of it, all of it. It can give you a heads up about a toxic situation or something you need to get away from. So don't avoid your intuition. Don't see it as a problem. Learn how to hear it. Learn how to listen to it. And Raphael wants to help you with that. Now, the other thing that came up, which was interesting, was giving yourself permission to rest. Are you resting? Because with all the energy shifts that have been happening, your body is making a lot of different kinds of cells and recalibrating to all of that. It will require some rest. You may find that you're not sleeping great, or it's intervals. Maybe you're 2 hours up, 2 hours down. Don't fight that. You may be up and down like that, but don't fight it, because that just makes it more stressful. But allow yourself rest. It takes me back to that when we used to have the day, the seventh day in the week, and that was a day of rest. And now it seems like stores are open almost 24/7. Nobody ever seems to rest. Take a rest. Make sure that when you have a day off, it's not filled with a million things. Yes, you have responsibilities, but try to take a few hours for just you, something that you want to do. This will help balance you in many, many ways. It will help support your immune system, help you gain strength in the physical body, and it will help you with just the clarity in the mind. The stress levels will relieve themselves a lot, but give yourself permission to rest. It's very important, because when you're going through a lot of change, you're going to need the rest. Trust me, you're going to need the rest. I know that I'm needing it as well. And if you need help with something, you're going to feel like you want to be you know, your home is your nest. Your home is your safe haven. And you may be feeling pulled to improve it, cleanse it. And you feel like you can't keep up with that. Are you allowing help to come in if it's offered to you? Do you need to ask for it? That was another one that he brought up that I needed to mention, because sometimes we just try to do it all and we can't just do it all, you know? And so there is a balancing act here going on with all the different things that he had for us. Now, in this month, whenever you feel like you're just getting overwhelmed and you're sobbing or crying or you just feel frustrated, just stop, take 60 seconds and think of something you can be thankful for. It's really easy and it will bring your mindset into a better frequency to help you keep going. It'll help you recalibrate and come out of the overwhelm anxiety side of it, because anxiety is attached to the energy of fear. Fear we won't make it. Fear we won't do it right. Fear it'll be wrong. You know, all that. Just take your focus off of that for a moment and just say, you know what? This is challenging, but look at all this other stuff I have that's going on that's so awesome and it's great. And just bring yourself into that. Give it 1 to 2 minutes and you're good to go. And just be good to yourself. Be forgiving of yourself. It will help you to open up to be more forgiving of others and to release a lot of things that need to go away. I hope that this episode has brought you information to help you and give you a positive insight and to look forward to the month of November. Archangel Raphael is there for you. Just simply ask. I just want to say thank you for listening to the show. And it means everything to me that I can bring this to you every week, because it's just a passion that we help each other along the way in such a transformative time. With that, I say namaste. We will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.